It's Dave's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan. And admission is free.
Welcome to Dave's Corner.
Episode 20. One score, 20.
What's that mean?
That's another bingo one. It's a reference to there being 20 units in one score.
Trying to plunge.
So, from that famous speech, four score.
And 20 years. Is it four score and a couple of years ago?
Four score and something. It wouldn't be
seven.
Four score and 20 because
no,
20
exactly.
is a
the Gettysburg
score.
Address. Let me.
Hey, guys.
Yep. Let me do my show, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, mate.
Billy Joel cracking
it. Dave's gone.
I haven't heard your catchphrase yet during Dave's Corner.
Well, I was going to finish off, but it is yee-haw.
Woo.
Off we go for episode 20 of Dave's Corner. Great to have you all here. James, Michaela's here, Whitney, Mick as well. Oh. Hey, what?
Last thought.
Get into it. Yeah, why? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a spin-off of Malloy. I'm like the Frasier to your Cheers, you know, like I'm the spin-off.
Four score and 7 years ago.
Right on.
All right, are we done here?
A little handbrake on the show, isn't it? Hey, about to give you something on my mind for Dave's Corner. It's a big weekend coming up in my household because, well, there's a few things going on. The pool goes in on Friday.
Yeah.
We've got my son's 15th birthday on Friday.
Okay.
And then it's my wife's 50th on Sunday.
Oh, this has got Uber Eats written all over.
So, and being in Melbourne, we are locked down, of course, so you can only get takeaway food. So we can't go out to dine. So that's sort of off the table for the 50th. But my quandary is, Mick, and it happens every year because my son and my wife's birthday are around the same time. Normally, when we do the big cake, birthday cakes, I get two cakes. I go one for the one and one for the other.
Yeah.
But there's always cake left over in the fridge. And we always go the big cakes, the big Ferguson Plair, the big chalky mud ones, or, you know, they're about
right,
50
yeah.
bucks each. I'm thinking, is it worth doing the two cakes or is it just stick with the one and we can halve it maybe? And so that's for your half for your birthday.
Depends on the cake.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I think so too.
Like if you're just buying a mud cake from Woolies, nothing wrong with that.
But
bloody great cake,
I
but no.
Do that for the birthday. No.
But no, the central idea is that you're going to make a cake
right.
for two people to service two different occasions than the one cake.
Within 78 hours, though, that just seems like
yes,
a... You are
it's
a
your...
fucking idiot.
Yes,
you are the tightest man I have ever
I'm thinking about
met.
Food
tight
wastage.
And lazy.
What about
and
two
also,
tier? What about, okay, sorry.
Sorry. Also, it's your daughter's 18th. It's not like a throwaway birthday. It's a significant birthday. She needs her own.
That's her. She's
her
next
son's,
month.
Son's 15.
Yeah, that's his
oh,
next.
Sorry,
one.
I thought you were talking
son's
about Gracie.
15,
oh.
and your but your wife is what?
50. Yeah,
so that's the same
decent.
Thing. Significant birthday.
Yeah.
Mate, you should have someone for manpower bursting out of the cake for someone. And by the way, is she happy for you to let everyone know she's 50? Or
that's a good point.
Have you discussed that?
Is that a thing for women?
That's like saying someone letting everyone know someone in the office is pregnant and naming them.
I have done that before too.
You have no
that.
Understanding of
yeah.
how to operate
Not
around
really.
The ladies.
Not really. I'm surprised I'm married, to be really honest.
So you're going to have a half a cake for your wife who's
I think
turning
so.
50.
We'll put half and put the other half
and
in
the other
fridge.
Half. What about a two-tiered cake?
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Remember the size of the cake we got you for your 50th?
Thank you.
Oh, and you're going to give your wife half
then
a cake.
Someone cracked them and said, why don't you bring it back to work because we didn't get a slice. That was you, I believe.
Yeah, well,
had to
hello?
Bring it back. My birthday cake. Yeah.
So you've got history. Why don't you give them half of the birthday cake that we gave you for your birthday? What is wrong with you?
Here's the other problem I have with her 50th as well. So,
fuck's sake.
You know how there's this big problem going on with Australia Post at the moment. They're really behind with their deliveries.
Oh,
she's got a couple of things on order that have still not arrived. And I got a message before from Australia Post said, more delays. We're looking at next Monday at the minimum.
Yeah, right.
So you've got a fill-in gift, yeah?
Oh, hang on.
No.
All I'm getting is... All I'm getting is messages saying my package has arrived. Do I want to pick it
are
up?
You a Delaware?
Should I hit on that?
Can you? Can you
Please
bring
don't.
It and I'll fix it all up. So anyway.
And what's she expecting in the post? Is this
it's a secret.
That's sexy
a
land stuff?
No.
Is this,
she doesn't need any of that.
Is this thing
She's got all
humming?
That in the bedroom right now.
In the temper bed. That'll be rocking.
Oh, mate. Will it what? Jeez.
That'll be set to vibrate.
Yeah.
You'll be going nuts. Oh, mate.
Yuck.
Get your rocks right. off. All right, so that's that'll work itself.
No is the answer to that.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Hey, no, and what are you going to eat?
I don't know.
No.
You know what you should do?
What?
You know, I know you said you can't go out to restaurants, but you could get a chef in. You can get one of Melbourne's top chefs.
Provador.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll do the deal for you. You'll have to pay for it. But right. This will be exy. This will be real.
You're on showbiz money. I am not. I'll wait and find out on Sunday, see what rolls out. Hey, just before we go, I thought we'd just cross to New Zealand, where Jacinta Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, has been holding a press conference about the Auckland lockdown a short time ago. This is what she had to say.
As we move through, but we haven't set a specific date. It's something we'll keep under constant advisement.
Okay, well, thank you, Prime Minister, dropping the C-bomb there on the show. That's Dave's Corner. Back tomorrow. That's Dave's Corner.